Good morning, Nigeria. Happy Independence Day. So today marks the 60th Independence Day of Nigeria. Okay, it is such a huge landmark. We are celebrating in the midst of a pandemic, but it's still a huge landmark for us. And today it is not conducive that in the midweek I release an episode. But this is a special episode of the podcast. This is an Independence Day special titled 60 Years of Independence. Yes. So, when we hear the word independence, what comes to mind? What comes to mind? Independence means freedom from the control or influence of others. Okay, this could be from your parents, from the school authority, from even friends that you might be indebted to, or employers, and countries. And in this case, we are celebrating the independence of Nigeria from the control of a foreign nation. For almost 100 years, Nigeria was ruled by the British government of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. But on the 1st of October 1960, Nigeria was granted her independence thanks to the heroics of our founding fathers. They were so blessed. I have blessed them. I'm sure we have blessed them for the fight that they have put into getting us our independence. But since 1960 that we've gained independence, it hasn't been a smooth ride for us. Not at all. It hasn't been a smooth ride for us. Okay, if you look at the process that Nigeria have gone through with the growth that we have had and the downfalls, you know, the bad times that we've had, we'll say it is still a learning process. Between 1960 to 1970, Nigeria saw an increase in ethnic differences, an increase in our ethnic differences, which equally led to, you know, the rise of separatists from different angles of the country, who wanted to see the country divided, you know, the feeling that this tribe or this region doesn't care about this region and we want to be on our own. We saw the rise of the Biafra nation, we saw the rise of the Yoruba nation, we saw, you know, the rise of those in the north forming their own coalition and sticking to their own coalition. We saw the rise of those, the Yoruba and the Ijo nation, and there was different sects of, you know, separatists, and this led to the civil war between 4 years of serious fights. And in between these periods, 3 million Nigerians died during the civil war. This is just between 1960 to 1973. 3 million Nigerians died. Wow, it was a mess. But between then, after the civil war ended, we saw a rise in assassination of head of states, coups by different military sects. The military came in, took power, and it was just one chaos after another. In the midst of little progresses that the nation was making, there were chaos. And that saw a repetitive process that led right up to 1999, where our democracy, you know, where Nigeria started the democratic rule, and that equally saw General Obasanjo, you know, take that's when we saw Obasanjo take power became a democratic elected president. And since 1999, with our democracy, we've achieved quite a lot, despite the fact that we are seeing numerous rise in, you know, banditry, insurgency, kidnapping, other ethnic related violence, insecurity everywhere in the country, from the north down to the south. You know, there is no trust between us. This happens to, you know, bring us back to what we as a nation need to be doing on Independence Day today, which is self-reflection, reflecting on ourselves. We as a nation came together to fight colonialism. However, since the independence, we've just seen a rise in a kind of game that has been played by the Nigerian elite, you know, playing a political game of intimidation. Okay, if you call it, seeing many history of ethnic violence right from the period that we gained independence, religious bigotry and total corruption, which has now imprisoned the nation. As Nigerians, 60 years after independence, we are still thinking about our tribes first, then Nigeria. We have allowed the sense of being disadvantaged break us, when we as a people are supposed to have all hands on deck battling to solve the issues we have as a nation, which is leading us to nowhere. 60 years since independence, we are nowhere. So the question is, where do we go from here? How should we move the country forward? In an episode of this podcast, a previous episode titled National Integrity and Integration, I talked about how national integrity and integration helps, you know, will help the country in moving forward. And right now, national integrity and integration is first and foremost what we need to do as a nation. We need to develop trust, nationalism, and address the grievances that all administrations since 1960 have left us with. If we can go back and work with our people in faith and in trust, build our national values as strong as possible, try to live in equity and justice, you know, see our government give every Nigerian a chance to play his or her role in the development of this nation. It is a known fact that there is no nation on earth without its problems. However, these problems can be solved. Okay, these problems can be solved. We can find a way to make things work. Now, with such problems identified, we equally need the government, the present government, the government of the day, to try and provide a conducive environment for all Nigerians to strive, improve education and infrastructure, address the security issues we are facing as a country. They need to equally make sure that our healthcare system is well, you know, refurbished, well settled, that everyone gets a fair chance of getting free healthcare, you know, irrespective of your background. We as citizens, we have our own role to play. It's not just about the government. 60 years of independence and we are still here to find our place. We as citizens, we have to try to pay our taxes, abide by the rules set by the government, try to maintain peace between all of us, irrespective of our ethnic, religious, you know, financial or educational background. We need to maintain that peace, be our brother's keeper, look out for your neighbor, look out for your family. Protect each other. If we are in the private sector of the economy, we try to do our best to provide an opportunity for everyone in the private sector to strive, to be able to compete in an open field, a level ground, to provide more income for the economy, which, by the way, between 1960 to now, we have seen the economy of Nigeria rise to become, you know, one of the biggest economy in the country. But then, earlier today, I met with someone, a very interesting person, and I asked her, do you think Nigeria is really independent? And the first thing she said is no. She said, I don't think Nigeria is independent, totally independent. I feel we are independent from colonial rule, but we are not independent from ourselves, because somehow we have found a way to, our leaders have found a way to subdue us into become totally independent to whatever they dish out to us. We are comfortable with whatever they give to us. If they give us crumbs, we take it and we say thank you. If they slap us in the face, we take it and we say thank you. And we don't really care about what they are doing to move the nation forward. And because of that, we have seen the nation drop back and drop back, and we have gradually become a laughingstock in the continent and in the world at large. That is a pretty interesting take for someone who feels that, despite the fact that the British people do not rule us anymore, we are still not independent. And then I said, what do you think the problem is? And just like I highlighted, she equally said, one is corruption. Corruption is the main fiber of this nation. She said, corruption has become the building block of everything in this nation. It is like it flows in our blood. And the next thing she said is our ethnicity. We equally keep thinking about ourselves first, forgetting that Nigeria needs to be our main focus, where we want Nigeria to be and how we want her to look like. 60 years from today, how do we want Nigeria to look like? What do we want Nigeria to look like? That is a pretty interesting take. She said, if we can find a way to stop thinking about ourselves first, stop thinking about, oh, I have this, I'm in the position to do this, but I have to go back to my home, to my region, to my tribe, to my village, and do this first before I can do anything else that will benefit any other person. That is the problem. She said, forget the fact that we are having issues with insurgency right now. This issue can equally be sorted out as soon as possible, but our leaders lack the will to tackle it. In fact, they see it as fuel for them to do whatever they want to do. That is pretty deep. She has a very interesting take about how the nation is going. She said, look, if we do not find a way to solve these issues that we are facing pretty soon, don't be surprised if the British people try to come back in, step into the picture to try and control us again. Already, it is already happening with China. China is trying to take dominion of many African countries, and they can equal it with Nigeria. And it is because we lack vision. We are not going anywhere. we don't think for ourselves, you know, the betterment of the country. We think of the betterment of our pockets. And so, when we look at how, you know, 60 years down the road, how this country has turned to, I want each and every one of us, everyone listening now, how do you want the next 60 years to look like? What do you think we should do next? Are we going to just continue taking what is given to us, or are we going to put our foot firm and try, starting with us as individuals, as citizens, to make this country better? This is a call for all of us to look deeper and say, I will do better. Nigeria will do better. We need to unite and keep our ethnic differences aside, our religious differences aside, and think of ourselves as Nigerians first. So that whoever comes into power, whoever is in power, will think about us as a nation first. Now, whatever they do and whatever we as citizens are doing is for the betterment of the nation. I celebrate Nigeria at 60. I thank God for blessing us, for making Nigeria what Nigeria is today, and possibly what Nigeria will be in the future, a great country. Salute to all Nigerians. Arise, O compatriots. Let's work together in unity. Let's protect ourselves, protect each other, and move forward. Now, let's remember that I, as your host, need you to interact with me. Okay? I need you to interact with me. Hurry up, go to Twitter and follow me at Caleb Chum on Twitter and on Instagram. Okay? Follow me and you can interact with me over there. Drop your comments. DM me if possible. You have suggestions, you have things to contribute, or you have feedback to give about the episode. Just go to my Twitter page, check my DM, drop your messages, and I will respond to them. Or you can equally send in your messages directly from here. So listen, you just sending your message, either a voice message. Let's interact. Let's get to know each other. Let's understand each other better, so that I will know that I have you people out there who listen to my messages, and I either encourage or not encourage, and we help each other grow. Happy independence once again, Nigeria, and may God bless us. Good night.